I'm sorry, Martha.
Hey, Kurt, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good. Is this a better time for you?
As long as I don't need to interact with anything.
And just talk to me. Are you still driving?
Yeah. I'm still driving, but yeah, I'm not packing things up anymore.
Okay, well, thank goodness for that. You're all on the road. Were you camping far away from your home?
Different state, yes.
Wow, you must be serious about your camping then.
When I can.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, all right. So, have you ever done a search on Google or seen, like, when you look for locksmith, at the very top of the page it'll say sponsored, Google guaranteed?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the section on Google that we're talking about today. This is a different section from where you're already listed, and it is an opportunity for you. So have you ever looked into Google Guaranteed?
I think last time I checked, it was like a few dollars a click. And I'm looking like it was going to be way more than I really could afford or wanted to pay for just somebody, you know, it costs me $5 and somebody gives me a phone call and asks a few questions. That adds up really fucking quick.
Yeah, it can if you're charging per click as opposed to per qualified lead. So there's a lot of differences. This section on Google isn't per click, it's per qualified lead. And all the calls in this section are recorded for authenticity purposes. So the caller has to be requesting for you to come out and bid or do the job, therefore like setting an actual appointment with you. Or if they request the estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, those are the only two instances that are considered qualified leads. All other sales, solicitations, spam, robo, people asking for services you don't provide or outside of your service radius are all unqualified. Your budget would not be charged. Okay?
Yeah, all right.
So how does something like that sound?
It is definitely more manageable than just per click.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not per click, it's per qualified lead, and the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. That goes to get yourself and the company completely background checked, and with that, you know, that's just going to be like your regular stuff. They're looking to make sure that you have no felonies in the last 7 years, and then you being in Texas, they don't require a whole lot of licensing for much of anything in your guys' state. I think for locksmith, there is a requirement for the general liability insurance, and then for the Texas State Security Contractor Company Class B license with locksmith endorsement. Do you have that?
Yeah, I have to call myself a locksmith.
Okay, cool. And then the general liability insurance requirement is still pretty, you have general liability, I'm sure, right? You've been doing this a little while.
Again, to keep our locksmith license alive, we need a $1 million policy. So yeah.
I could definitely appreciate that. I just have to ask these questions just to make sure it's $100,000 general liability. Usually you guys are insured for, you know, like $2 million or these different type of things and bonded and, you know, but these are just the requirements. They want me to double make sure of everything before we go very far into it, because I don't want to make you a promise and, oh, yeah, this is great, and then you can't really achieve it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. If you talk to somebody who has locksmith in their name in Texas and they don't have either the insurance or the licensing, and they are breaking the law, they call themselves a locksmith.
Right. Well,
like the term locksmith in Texas is a protected
that's
term.
Beautiful. That's awesome. You'd be surprised. Sometimes people just do crazy stuff, you know?
Trust me, I would not be surprised. I have so many fake locksmiths I've had to report to the security section of the state, and then they rarely actually fix the problem. Makes it really annoying when I have to pay my, like, $800 license renewal, and it's like, well, what about all these people running around without one?
Right, right. Well, you know, well, they're not, this is a coveted position that is for you, the guy who's doing it correctly, not the guy who's doing it out the back door with, you know, just some van, a creepy van and being weird, you know, like this. And Google has protected you guys. So, you know, the requirements just to have a Google business profile and go through advanced verification nowadays is so much harder. And they did that to protect you. A lot of guys, you know, they see a lot of problems in it, but they don't necessarily understand that Google did that to protect you guys, because there are genuine hardworking locksmiths out there that were getting a bad rep, and they were actually blackballing them off Google altogether a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, the way this works, though, just so you have an understanding, Kurt, and why we feel like you would be a great fit for it, is because you do have a great reputation. Online, you have 83 verified reviews. You've got tons of five-star reviews. You'd be an excellent fit for this, because this is going to put you at that very top section, and it's going to allow you to target those specific zip codes and areas that you want to come up in. It's going to allow you to drop into those specific areas, and it's going to go ahead and put you there as a top recommended option. Now, the cool thing about this is that when the call comes in, it comes directly to you. It's not going through some answering service, or it's not going to be decided if I think it's a good fit for your organization. The person who is going to Google and looking for you in that section, they have to really be serious. So when they click that Google call tracking number, your phone and your account is not automatically charged. It's only charged once it's considered a qualified lead. So when the call comes in, if it doesn't meet those specific criteria of a qualified lead, your budget's not charged. The one requirement is you do have to offer auto lockout. Do you offer that?
I do, but there are also plenty of days where I don't have the time in the schedule, like, to get to them in that.
Right.
So I usually refer them to somebody else.
That's totally fine. It's just the requirement that it has, like, so the keywords that are associated with the Google Guarantee, Kurt, they're pre-selected by Google, and you can either choose all of them or some of them. But vehicle lockout is one you have to offer, or it's not going to, you could not offer it, but we won't take you on as a Google Guarantee client because it just won't be profitable to you. So that's been we're Google Premier Partners. So we have our own team at Google for Google Guarantee. It's different than when just some guy on the street's doing it, because like if there's any type of hiccup, if we ever need to get, reimbursed on your behalf, if we ever need to, dispute a call, we take care of all that with our team directly. So we have like vehicle lockout, building lockout, copy vehicle key, copy building key, new key fob, re-key, install lock hardware, repair lock hardware, locksmiths, emergency locksmiths. So if you want to offer some of those, keywords, and you don't, say maybe you don't offer key fobs, maybe that's not your jam. You know, you don't have to, but the one that's mandatory is the vehicle lockout.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Well, you never know. That we just like to give you an idea of what it's looking like. So you also are in complete control of everything, where you're able to receive the leads. So what happens is you pay the $250. The application process usually takes anywhere from 4 weeks to 12 weeks for locksmiths. You already have a pretty good standing with Google. I do not imagine it's going to take the full 12 weeks. I just like to let you know up front. That way there's no hiccups and you're not, you know, thinking I didn't give you all the details. Once your Google Guarantee approved, Google does require an activation budget for 13 leads. So your leads are $20 a pop. So your activation budget would be $264 for 13 Google Guarantee leads. That sits in like an escrow account type of situation, and as the leads come in, the lead cost comes off of that $264. Now, there's a few different ways you can do this. You can actually, you can increase lead flow or decrease lead flow as you see fit. If it's left idle on its own, those leads are going to come in at approximately 3 leads a week. If you just let it run through, then the 264 would be due every month that you can choose to continue the leads. But being as busy as you are, you have the ability to turn it on and turn it off when you want to as well. So, for example, say you're booked out and you know that you're not going to be able to get to anybody this week or whatever the case is. Maybe you're on vacation. Maybe you're out camping and you don't have a guy who's filling in for you. Then you can turn the leads off at any time. And when you turn the leads off, the green check mark is still enabled next to your name. You're still a guaranteed provider directly to Google. Your name just rotates to the bottom of the list so that you're not enabling calls at that moment. You can and still receive calls from Google just on your regular phone number, not on the call tracking number.
Okay. So there's a different phone number.
Yeah, it's going to give you a call tracking number because we have to be able to monitor those calls and make sure that you're getting the qualified leads. If something has to be disputed with Google, we have to have that call recording so we can send it to them and say, hey, we got to dispute this.
Yeah. I was just going to say, so like if they scroll past the ad section in the top and just find my name normally.
Oh, yeah. They could do that all the time. And even you'll still show, like I said, at the very top of the ad, you'll just rotate towards the bottom of it because your ads aren't enabled at that moment for whatever reason. And you can pause as long as you want to. Say you pause for like 6 months. Maybe you're just like super slammed and you're not taking on any leads. Then you can pause and that budget will continue to roll over until it's unpaused. It's not an automatic monthly charge.
That's good to know. I've got to say, I know I have the Angie's leads.
Yeah.
You can only pause them for 14 days.
Yeah, I'm familiar. I hear the good, the bad, and the ugly with all that, as you can imagine. I've kind of heard it all. Yeah. And this for me, in a lot of ways, because this gives you different opportunities for your company, and it's directly on the first page of Google. So Google actually built this service to trump all other pay-per-lead programs out there. They know what happens with the Angie's lists and the thumbtacks and those companies. What they do is brilliant for them. They purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google ad. So they pay per click and they charge you per lead, whether or not you ever speak to the client, land the job, any of those things. Now it can be extremely profitable. I'm not knocking them. Like I said, it's a completely different type of package, and I've spoken with thousands of contractors across the U.S. in all different categories that have literally made millions off of that platform. This is just a different opportunity for you to have the leads and have them come direct.
Yeah, I don't like the Angie setup because half the time with their leads, for me, it's like they're going to call me anyway.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about giving this a shot?
Certainly considering it. I'd have to look at like my personal finances and see if I can throw $500 at it right now.
Well, the only upfront cost is the $250. And then once you're approved, we contact you. We're like, hey, Kurt, you've been approved. And then from there, if you want to turn the leads on, then you pay the $264. But it's going to be at least 4 weeks, probably 8. Possibly 12.
Okay. And will I know if it's a Google Leads call? Like, can I get
a
different tier?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So there's, you have a Local Splash client dashboard. Okay. But when we assign you the call tracking number, it's directly from Google. It's different than any other type of tracking number out there. So when that comes through, you'll know that it's a Google Guarantee lead because it says so on the caller ID. But in addition to that, it'll give you the whisper feature right when you pick up the phone with the client. It's going to say LSA, so local service ad, Google Guarantee. So you'll know, oh, this is one of those leads, right? And then you'll be able to go ahead and take that call. And you'll have access to the Local Splash client dashboard, Kurt, because from here you're going to be able to go ahead and view the call recording. Say one slipped through the cracks that was unqualified, right? And you're like, hey, we need to get this credited back. So you would simply let us know, and we all have access to that call recording. So it's not a secret. Like, if something is unqualified, you're not stuck for months trying to get your money back on something like you do with Angie's or Thumbtack or any of those. because you have access to all the call recordings through the local Splash dashboard just like we do. I'm going to tell you this. The clients that I've signed up for this program, and the way the statistics work on this, these leads show, the actual leads themselves, show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead program there is out there. These are the statistics that are coming directly from Google. Mind you, they're the ones that sell Angie's List, Thumbtack, Networks, all those companies, the ad spend, so the Google ad space that they get, right? So they know what the closing ratio is on these. And these leads show a 33% stronger actual closing conversion paid client than any other type of lead, because it's putting you front and center and it's allowing the clients to choose from that guaranteed section. The guarantee to the general public is that you are a quality provider. Google is backing you with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So what that means is, in the event, mind you, I haven't had anybody have to take advantage of it in the 6 years I've been selling this program, but in the event that something went wrong and that client could prove that it was your fault and that you weren't willing to make it right within the first 30 days, then Google actually pays out on your behalf up to $2,000 worth of insurance. That's what the guarantee is. The guarantee is that you are a quality service provider. Now, with you sharing with me, you're very proud to be a locksmith in your state, as well you should be. You've done a lot to earn and keep that position. This seems like it would be a perfect fit for you because, A, you're getting calls from clients who want a guarantee that you are going to be a quality provider coming into their home, but also because you're going to get the actual qualified leads. It's going to cut through a lot of the mumbo-jumbo.
Okay. Do they have any rules against me if I quote a little higher on the ones that are costing me a lead?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said, do they have any rules against, like, you know, if I know that call is going to cost me $25, I might quote them like a $10 higher.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. However you choose to quote, whatever your competitive pricing is, that's 100% on you and between you and your client.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, that does sound good, though. Again, I'm driving, so I'm not going to do any payments or anything right now.
Sure.
I'd say give me a call back. Are you Eastern, Pacific, Central, or where are you guys?
I'm Pacific. I'm here from, I'm here from 9 to 6 Central Standard Time.
Check my camp scope here. I think I might have a little bit of a...
Oh, boy. You got to be careful.
It's a white cap stove, so it'll be safe, but it's annoying. But, yeah, I won't be home until around then. And I didn't bring my trip. But give me a call tomorrow in the afternoon. Should be all right.
Okay.
We'll probably get home around 6 or 7 my time. Which would be 4 or 5 your time.
Right. So I'll give you a call tomorrow around the same time, do you think, or?
Yeah, because I'm going to say, this time tomorrow I will be working. Be out in the bay and definitely busy. I've already scheduled.
Okay, so what time do you want me to call you tomorrow? Setup takes about 5 to 7 minutes, and then we schedule your onboarding call with the technician, which takes about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Well, the onboarding, you can schedule onboarding whenever you want. Like, if we take care of payment and send you the application, and then we can schedule onboarding like a few days out, that's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, then give me a call around, like, right now it's 4:20, so I'd probably get home around 6 or 7, like I said, so.
Okay. Okay. Well, I work from home, so I can even call after hours if I need to. 7 would be like the latest, though, because that's 5 my time.
Yeah. So, yeah, try me like 4:30 your time work, maybe?
Okay. You got it.
If I don't have any emergency calls, I should be home.
Okay.
You never guarantee that.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you, Seth. I'll talk to you tomorrow around 4:30, and we'll get you all set up and moving forward.
Okay.
4:30 my time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 4:30 my time, I'll be busy.
Yeah, I know. I got you in there. All right, Kurt, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye.